This week on The Marquee, we've got action, horror, and a little bit of baseball. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Carl Urban dons the judge's helmet in Dread 3D. Some of you may remember the character from the 1995 film that starred Sylvester Stallone, Rob Schneider, and Diane Lane that failed to impress audiences or critics. Things are looking a bit more promising in this adaptation. Star Carl Urban is guaranteed that Dredd's helmet will never come off. This has impressed the fickle nerd community to at least give the film a chance.
Trouble with the Curve stars Clint Eastwood as an aging Major League Baseball scout who's joined on a crucial road trip by his daughter, played by Amy Adams. The talented cast takes the same old September drama and turns it into a charming story about family and baseball.
What happens when you combine Training Day with all the visual charm of Cops? Probably something along the lines of End of Watch, starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Michael Peña.
The Perks of Being a Wallflower is a coming-of-age drama about a freshman loner who's befriended by a pair of eccentric seniors.
The Halloween horror season kicks off this week with The House at the End of the Street, starring The Hunger Games' Jennifer Lawrence. After moving to a small town with her mother, strange things begin to occur, all involving the creepy murder house next door.
Also opening in Columbus, Paul Thomas Anderson's The Master stars Joaquin Phoenix as a naval veteran who joins the inner circle of a 1950s movement called The Cause. Depending on who you ask, it could be a masterpiece, or it could just be a mess. Personally, I think this perplexing drama falls somewhere in between.
Opening at the Gateway, the documentary Bill W. explores the life of Bill Watson, founder of Alcoholics Anonymous.
Keanu Reeves interviews some of Hollywood's most influential directors in Side by Side, a documentary that explores the growth of digital movie making, as well as its impact on the film industry.
Opening at the Drexel, The Imposter details the exploits of the French imposter Frederick Bourdin, a.k.a. The Chameleon. In 1997, he took the identity of a missing Texas teenager, Nicholas Barkley, who had disappeared 3 years earlier, and convinced the boy's family he had been taken to France and forced into the sex trade.
For my pick this week, I'll choose Trouble with the Curve, if only for Eastwood's lovably crusty performance.
I'm going to give my pick of the week to Dread 3D. It's silly and completely over the top, but delivers wonderfully on what it advertises.
Or if you're looking for some at-home entertainment, you can pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like The Cabin in the Woods. In this cleverly quirky horror flick, a group of college kids travels to the middle of nowhere for a boozy weekend getaway. But, of course, it isn't long before all kinds of unspeakable horrors close in on them.
Be the envy of all your neighbors by picking up Katy Perry Part of Me on DVD or Blu-ray. Let the fall air in and showcase your surround sound system by letting this California girl belt out her greatest hits.
Or, for something a little more grown up, there's the best exotic Marigold Hotel, which follows a group of elderly Brits as they decide to relocate to a newly renovated hotel in India. It may not be wild or wacky, but the remarkable ensemble cast makes it an enjoyable adventure.
If you've ever been curious about how the vibrator came into existence, then the British romantic comedy Hysteria might be just what the doctor ordered.
The Duplass Brothers' latest mumblecore offering, the Dodeca Pentathlon, follows a pair of grown brothers as they go head-to-head in a 25-event competition for brotherly supremacy. Though it has a few awkward moments, it's a sitcom-worthy example of sibling rivalry at its funniest.
And finally this week, don't miss out on some of the latest old favorites to arrive on Blu-ray. From Sly Stallone in the original Judge Dredd and Johnny Depp in Tim Burton's Ed Wood, to the complete Indiana Jones adventures.
Well, we've got plenty of great options this week, but I'll give The Cabin in the Woods my pick. Horror fans won't want to miss this clever twist on the same old horror flick.
I can't recommend Indiana Jones' The Complete Adventures highly enough. Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom, and The Last Crusade finally joined Kingdom of the Crystal Skull on Blu-ray. They all look and sound great, and some great new special features have been produced to top it all off.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for Sci-Fi Hitmen and Monsters on Vacation. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyou2.com.
Until next week.
Snakes. Why'd it have to be snakes?